since you just raised the importance of a smile shared with others, let me share with you a fascinating study that was presented in a TED Talk given by a guy named Ron Gutman. And he also published an article on this in Forbes magazine. In 2010, Wayne State University conducted a study in which they analyzed Major League Baseball cards from 1952. And they found that the players who smiled in their pictures had lived on average 7 years longer than those who did not smile. Now, that sounds to be somewhat of a random association. You smile for a baseball card picture, you live 7 years longer on average than those who did not smile. So he then cited an additional study. This one, not number of researchers staring at baseball cards, but rather a 30-year study. And in this particular study, researchers at UFC Berkeley analyzed old yearbook pictures and found that the students who in their yearbook pictures had the biggest, widest smile consistently had longer lasting, more fulfilling marriages. They scored higher on standardized tests for well-being and happiness, and they were more likely to inspire others over the course of their lives. So now that we're all in Zoom, you can take your masks off and smile just to take advantage of these incredible benefits that a smile has to offer. You'll live longer, you'll have a better marriage, you'll be more likely to inspire others. Amazing. Very, very fascinating. So since, Zvi, you mentioned not just the importance of sharing a smile with others, but also giving others a glass of milk, that's a perfect, perfect segue to the Chazal in Ksubas Yud Aleph, Kuf Yud Aleph from the Beis on Parshas Vayechi. Yaakov says to Yehuda, Ulaven Shinayim Mechalav, that your teeth will be white from an abundance of milk. So Rabbi Yochanan in Ksubas Kuf Yud Aleph says, what the Torah is really teaching us, Ulaven Shinayim Mechalav, is not just that your teeth will be white from an abundance of milk, but rather, Leven Shinayim, meaning one who is Malbin Shinayim, one who shows his white teeth to his friend in the form of a smile. Says the Gemara, Gadol HaMalbin Shinayim LaChavero, greater is the one who shows his friend a smile of white teeth, hopefully white teeth, Mechalav, more so than one who gives him a glass of milk. Now, giving a glass of milk is important, as this surgeon demonstrated, that you mentioned in your story before. But greater than giving a glass of milk to a friend is even giving him a wide, white smile. So what is the significance of the smile? Apparently, it is significant enough and it has incredible benefits for the person's well-being, it seems like. A person who is, I guess, likely to smile has an association with better life, longer life. But also, Chazal tell us in Avos Jabnasan, you can give your friend all of the gifts in the world, but if it's with a frown, you've given him nothing. But if you can't give him a gift, but you just give him a smile, it's like you've given him everything. So Chazal clearly speak quite highly of the importance of sharing a smile with another. Now, why is a smile viewed as so significant? One last fascinating quote from this Ron Gutman TED Talk and Forbes magazine article. He said a study done in England found, using electromagnetic brain scans and heart monitors, that the stimulation that one experiences from a smile is equal to the stimulation one experiences from winning $25,000 in the lottery. Now, how you exactly determine that using electromagnetic brain scans and heart monitors, not quite sure. I certainly don't plan on winning $25,000 anytime soon, so I'll just work on the smile in the meantime, because that's as close as I'll get, I guess. But also significant, the value of a smile. What is the significance of the smile? So if Chaim Friedlander, famous Panavish Mashgiach, explains as follows. He says, when you smile, why do Chazal view it more significantly than a gift that you give a friend, because a smile, it says, is a part of yourself. You're demonstrating feeling for another, love for another, concern and sensitivity toward another. So when you smile towards someone else, that chazal view is so significant, because it's not just giving something external to yourself, it's giving of yourself. It's showing love and concern for another Jew. That is why Chazal say that the smile which conveys concern is so, so significant. Look, on the other hand, at David HaMelech and Tehillim, Kuf Mem Beis, Avad Manos Mimeni, I have lost all hope. Why? Ein Doresh Lenafshi. Now in the Pasuk, when you read it, Pashup Shat, David HaMelech is saying two things. Avad Minos Mimeni, I have lost all hope, and Ein Doresh Lenafshi. There's no one who cares about me. No one who inquires about me. But I think it seems like there's an association there. Avad Manos Mimeni, I've lost all hope, perhaps because to a certain extent, Ein Doresh Lenafshi. There's no one who cares enough to inquire about me. You see from this pasuk very clearly that Doresh Lenafshi is significant. Having someone who cares, who inquires, who is worried about your welfare, that is significant. And that is somehow associated with Avad Manos Mimeni, David HaMelech losing all hope. When he senses no one cares, he's more likely to give up hope. Avad Manos Mimeni. Yet, sharing the smile is what infuses those who are otherwise living under unfortunate circumstances. It infuses them with hope. If you read about Avraham Levin, Zechat Tzadik of Racha, Tzadik of Yerushalayim, beautiful, beautiful stories in his biography. He was known for his warmth and his love of every Jew, no matter how religious, irreligious the Jew might have been. That was his hallmark. Rabbi Levin was known for his Avas Yisrael. You read stories of these Jewish members of the underground in the 1940s, British Mandate, Palestine, who were jailed by the British for their activities seeking to undermine British authority in Eretz Yisrael. And yet some of these Jewish prisoners who were sentenced to be executed, and they were sitting in the Russian compound in the jail in Yerushalayim, just waiting for their life to end. Mamish had no hope. And Avraham Levin, every single Shabbos, would walk there just to give these prisoners chizuk. No matter how cold, how rainy, how hot, how sticky, how humid, it made no difference. Avraham Levin would walk there Shabbos in, Shabbos out, to give these prisoners chizuk. He would walk in and... One example was recalled by Yaakov Kotik, a member of the Jewish underground, who was sentenced to die sitting in isolation in a prison cell. He says, Shabbos morning, his first Shabbos there, he's wearing the condemned man's red prison uniform, and all of a sudden in walks this man with a beard, a man he later knew was Aryeh Levin. And Aryeh Levin sits down with him, takes his hand, smiles at him, gives him chizuk, he davens with him, he infuses him with faith. And Avraham Levin tells him, I have a bottle of wine that I'm saving to drink together with you for the day that you will be released. And in 1948, when the British left Eretz Yisrael, this prisoner, Yaakov Kotik, was in fact released. He went straight to Avraham Levin's house where that bottle of wine had been sitting there for a number of years waiting for his release, which they then shared and drank together. It's just a beautiful, beautiful example how a smile can infuse someone with chizuk, with hope. So Shlomo Volbe Zatzal writes that it's not just when a person is physically isolated, incarcerated, that they're so important for people to express concern. But even if one feels emotionally, intellectually, spiritually alone and isolated, as David HaMelech writes, Hotzia mimasger nafshi. Sometimes a person's nefesh is sensing isolation, loneliness. And then as well, says Shlomo Volbe, it's so important for one to show care and concern. Hotzia mimasger nafshi lehodos es shemecha. Think about the beautiful, beautiful Gemara in Tainus. On Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Tainus Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara there tells us that Eliyahu Navi showed Rabbi Broka of Chuza'ah two Jews who are deserving of Olam Haba. And the Gemara says, when Rabbi Broka asked these Jews, you know, what is it that you do that makes you worthy of Olam Haba? So he said to them, Mayov Daichu, what do you do? They responded, Inshi Beduchi Anon. We are jokesters, comedians, entertainers, Mibadchinan Atsivi. We cheer up those that are sad. We cheer up those that are sad. Which is a beautiful, beautiful musar. Simply bringing simcha to someone else makes one a ben olam haba. Rashi translates, Inshi beduchi anon. It says Rashi means, now I said it meant comedians, jokesters. It's not exactly accurate. Rashi says, Inshi beduchi anon means smechim. We are happy people. We are simply happy people. Umesamchim b'nei adam. We bring that simcha to others as well. So, they then added, and also when we see two people who are arguing or fighting, so we really go to the effort, they said, to, when we see such tension between people, to lighten the atmosphere, to I guess, smile and joke with them until there is shalom between them. Amazing, the chashivas of not just smiling, but sharing a smile with another one as a means of conveying concern, friendship, love, encouragement, and even simply being mesameach one who is down for whatever reason. So looking back at that Wayne State University study, the players who smiled on their baseball card pictures lived 7 years on average longer than those who did not smile. Or the fact that those who had the biggest, widest smiles on their yearbook pictures had longer lasting, more fulfilling marriages, inspired others over the course of their lives. Perhaps the smile simply just demonstrates one is a inish beduche, is a sameach person, a happy person, and the benefits that flow from that, including, among others, the malbin shinayim l'chaver, one who's able to share that care and concern and simcha with others, how significant that apparently is.